795, this is WSTX 870. I'm hearing you loud and clear. Over.
Thank you, 870. This is Mike 795. I was beginning to wonder a little bit. I heard some key-ups on that mighty Flint repeater. A couple of them. I tried to get somebody to answer back, so I appreciate the callback. I was a little worried about my radio there for a second. I spent a lot of money on this thing. How you doing today?
Doing great. Yeah, just heading home on my mobile here. I know what that's all about. I just lost my mobile radio. I'm having to use my handheld right now. Something happened to it. Started not picking up frequencies, and no one could hear me. So off it went back to the manufacturer. Over.
So you come on loud and clear on that handheld. I'm mobile also. I'm northbound at Mount Morris Road. I think that's exit 126. But you're coming loud and clear on handheld. You must have that hooked up to your outdoor antenna.
Yes, sir. Using Midland GMRS antenna, the MTA-26. And my little handheld, a little TID radio, H3. It's working pretty good. I like it.
Well, I love this big bad ocean 50 watts that I'm talking to you with, you know, that KG1000 plus. But I think my antenna's off a little bit. I got one of the I think I'm going to I should go to that mid one. It's got a, I think it's got like a 6 decibel gain. This one all day has a 3 decibel. I don't know if that's going to help, but I seem to be having a little bit of an antenna problem.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that Wooks and KG1000. It's supposed to be a pretty good radio. I just sent off the Redodity DB40G. It just stopped working after about, I don't know, probably a month of use. So I don't know what that's all about. I've heard good things about it. But, yeah, the Midland, I did have to tune it. I had to take about 2 inches off the mast there to tune it in. But I got about a 1.08 SWR, so pretty good antenna match.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to have to do. I got a buddy up near my cabin that's an old Elmer, General Elmer, and that's what I need to do. I've never put a meter on this. I just use it out of the box. I don't have one, so I think that's what I need to do. And it may have to, it's a short one, but it's hopefully, you know, I got the NMO mount on it, you know, the new Motorola mount on it. It's just, I think it's that the antenna's just not quite working up to what my capabilities of what this radio can do. But the radio itself, I absolutely love it. I'm looking now maybe to buy another one. My ultimate goal is just to put a little repeater up near my cabin, just for our neighborhood. I keep it in the truck right now, just to play around and get used to talking on it. And my goal, like I say, is to buy another one to double them up for a neighborhood repeater up north. Over.
Sure, yeah. I actually reordered a radio. I ordered that Receivus RA87. I'm hoping it's a good radio. It's supposed to be a 40 watt. And it's capable. Go ahead and be used as a repeater. So that's kind of like future idea going on there. Over.
Yeah, I actually saw one. I literally saw one on Facebook last night in the marketplace for the same exact one I have, brand new. It's a plus, so it's going to be a newer version. $250. But you got to worry about the payment on the marketplace. I thought that was a little too good to be true.
gotcha. Yeah. Are you moving north or away from your repeater over? You're getting a little fuzzy over.